you, the Busy Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Industrial Development Corporation has launched the IDC Intra-Group Marketplace. EAZ says the expected economic growth of 6.4% for Zambia is achievable. South African firebrand MP Malema convicted of firing a gun in public. And in sports news, under 17 women's national team steps up preparation ahead of World Cup trip. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Industrial Development Corporation has launched the IDC Intra-Group Marketplace, which is an economic strategy for Zambia's industrialization in the spirit of the Buy Zambia campaign. Speaking during the launch, the Minister of Finance and National Planning, presented by Director of Finance Chibuye Livuvu, has urged all stakeholders within the IDC group to fully embrace the opportunities presented through the intra-group. Minister Stumbeko Musokotwan urges the public to harness the collective strength of the subsidies to drive innovation, enhance productivity, and contribute to the economic prosperity of Zambia.
This marketplace enables companies to leverage each other's strengths, reduce procurement costs, enhance operational efficiencies. By fostering a culture of cooperation, we are transforming our SOEs into competitive and self-sustaining entities that contribute meaningfully to the Zambia's economic development, enhancing intergroup trade and competitiveness.
Meanwhile, IDC Chief Executive Officer Conwell Mulea says the initiative directly supports the 2024-2023 Transformation Plan, which seeks to reposition IDC as Africa's best performing wealth fund and investment partner of choice, and intra-group trade will be a key lever in achieving the vision.
Furthermore, I must draw your attention to a number of challenges that we have equally impacted the optimization of our intra-group trade. Among these challenges, number one, the difficulty to adequately capture and measure the true value of our trade potential. Second is the limited competitiveness of some of our entities in terms of the quality of products and services that we offer to the market. And thirdly, again, it is really the pricing at which those products are met. We are not competitive enough. We can only do that if we improve efficiencies within our group, and that's why the challenge has been placed upon the board and leadership.
And IDC Chief Portfolio Officer Siakakai Smenji says the platform was developed by Infratel, which is one of the subsidies, which indicates that there is no need of looking outside and that the expertise already exists within the group.
The IDC is one of the largest and most strategic companies in Zambia, spanning across key industries including mining, energy, manufacturing, agriculture, tourism, health, financial services, ICT and logistics. Yet our review has shown intra-group trade has been far below its potential. Too often subsidiaries and investors have looked outside before looking within. This marketplace provides the infrastructure to change that. It is a digital platform designed exclusively in the initial phases for our group companies to transact seamlessly, transparently, and efficiently. By sourcing internally, we will retain value within the group, create synergies, improve service delivery, and enhance overall profitability.
The Economic Association of Zambia, EAZ, says the 2026 national budget arrives at a pivot moment in the nation's development journey, one marked by both progress and persistent challenges. Speaking at the press briefing, EAZ President Oswald Mungule says the expected economic growth of 6.4% for Zambia is achievable if the targeted funds are spent according to the budget and wasteful spending is eliminated. Mr. Mungule has urged economists in Zambia to go beyond aspiration and examine the real capital of the budget, ask themselves if the projected 6.4% growth is enough for Zambia towards becoming a prosperous middle-income country with a resilient economy. He says the analysis confirms that the projected government expenditure, projected at 27% of GDP and equitable to society, to make a meaningful cavity in poverty, reduce difference, and lay the foundation for inclusive governance. The Southern African Development Community, SADC, in collaboration with its cooperating partners, has convened a multi-sectoral consultative forum on the SADC framework for sexual and reproductive health rights and democratic bonds. Speaking during the launch, the United Nations Population Fund country representative, Thief Brockman, says the right skills, training and protection young people can drive the human capital for the nation. Mr. Brockman says it is important to develop inclusive policies and legislation and financing mechanisms that enables young people to thrive in human capital industry. He says there is also need to accelerate leadership action and political willingness that supports the inclusiveness of young people in the human capital market. On sexual and reproductive health, HIV, population and economic planning, employment and entrepreneurship from different sectors to develop a common strategy framework for programming on sexual reproductive human rights, youth for democratic bonds in SADC. The People's Alliance for Change, PAC, has called on the government to put up deliberate policies and registration to allow Zambians run the economy. PAC President Andy Ford Banda has stated that the country will never see meaningful development if the economy is run by foreigners. He has called for Zambians to be given large-scale license in the mining sector. He has stated that once they form government, they will shift the economy by empowering and protecting locals above foreigners.
Here in Zambia, entrepreneurs, you know, they don't access loans from the banks because the government gets all the money, you know. So meaning that local businesses cannot be as capitalized as foreigners. So we need to come up with a mechanism on how to protect them. Because when you get foreigners, Rabuan and Rama Zambia, then it means that they'll be taking over the businesses that are being run by Zambians. If you go to Kafio Road there, you find that my foreigners, Baguri Sama second-hand vehicles, you know. How do you allow foreigners to be selling second-hand vehicles? Are you telling me that my Zambians is Banga Kwanis of Baguri Sama second-hand vehicles? So once PAC forms government next year, we are reversing this economy, whether it is in the motor vehicle sales, cleaning business. The president of the Cleaning Association of Zambia has been crying, why are we allowing foreigners to be given contracts of cleaning in this country? We need to implement local content registration, a registration that protects us, the Zambian people.
Luapula Province Education Officer PEO Grace Sikolongo has called for concentrated efforts from stakeholders in Mwansabombwe district in safeguarding and protecting children against child abuse. Mrs. Sikolongo says there is need for traditional and religious leaders, civil society organizations, parents and children themselves to collaborate with government in addressing their voice. She was speaking in a speech read on her behalf by Senior Education Officer Naomi Chipolo during the official opening of the Child Safeguarding and Protection Workshop at Kapale Secondary School.